This is VOA News via remote October Melton. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a Texas lawsuit to invalidate the November 3rd presidential election results in four battleground states that President Donald Trump lost to his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden. In a brief unsigned order, the Supreme Court said Texas does not have standing to sue Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The lawsuit filed on Monday by Trump ally and Republican Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and backed by other GOP state attorneys general and 126 Republican members of the U.S. House of Representatives asked the Supreme Court to delay the Electoral College vote scheduled for Monday and to prevent the four states from casting their electoral votes. There was no immediate response from President Trump. He did tweet two videos whose theme was, quote, "Stop the steal." That's a battle cry of his claim that the election was rigged against him. The Supreme Court's widely expected dismissal of the suit comes after state and federal courts across the country rejected more than three dozen GOP-led challenges to the election results. Mr. Biden has won 306 electoral votes to Mr. Trump's 232. The presidential electors are expected to approve Biden's victory on Monday. Mr. Trump has refused to concede the election. Today, the Wisconsin Supreme Court will take up another challenge filed by President Trump's team to try to overturn his election loss. Wisconsin's highest court, which is controlled by conservatives, is holding a weekend session to hear the Trump campaign's argument for disqualifying more than 200,000 absentee ballots. Trump's attorney wants his electors' ballots to be sent to Congress, so if a court does intervene, the Trump votes would be counted instead of Biden's. VOA News. Iran has executed a journalist over his online work that helped inspire nationwide economic protests in 2017. Iranian state television and the state-run IRNA news agency say Rohail Azam was hanged early Saturday morning, just months after he returned to Tehran from exile in Paris. In June, a court sentenced Azam to death, saying he had been convicted of corruption. It's a charge often used in cases involving espionage or attempts to overthrow Iran's government. Azam's website and a channel he created on the popular messaging app Telegram had spread information about anti-government protests and embarrassing information about officials that directly challenged Iran's Shiite theocracy. Azam was based in Paris. When he returned to Iran, he was detained. The World Food Program issued a new warning on Friday about the humanitarian crisis in Yemen, describing it as a ticking time bomb that required immediate international action. WFP spokesperson Thompson Feary said the window to prevent a full-scale famine is, quote, narrowing very fast. Some 2 million children in Yemen need acute malnutrition treatment, and of that number, a third of a million are at risk of dying without immediate help. Yemen is home to the world's worst food crisis, mostly due to the civil war that pits the Iranian-backed Houthis in the north against a Saudi-led coalition and its allies in the south, including separatist forces. And the United Nations says it's alarmed over the forced return of Eritrean refugees to camps they fled from in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region. The Ethiopian government said in a statement it is sending back Eritrean refugees who fled from Tigray to Addis Ababa in recent weeks. The UN Refugee Agency said it has received reports of several hundred refugees being transported to Tigray on buses. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, said Friday he was alarmed over the refugees' return to the Tigray region since the fighting began on November 4th. About 96,000 Eritrean refugees live in camps in the region. Thousands of people are believed to have been killed in the fighting between Ethiopian forces and Tigrayan fighters. The conflict has displaced more than 1 million people, including 45,000 refugees who fled to neighboring Sudan. And the U.S. gave the final go-ahead Friday to the nation's first COVID-19 vaccine after the Food and Drug Administration authorized an emergency rollout of the vaccine from Pfizer Incorporated and its German partner, BioNTech. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.